Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, do you want to know what God is like? Would you like to know? I'll tell you what he's like. He's like Jesus. Jesus is just like God, for they're one and the same. For it says in the Bible in Philippians chapter 2 about the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, who being in the form of God. Oh yeah, being, that word is a Greek word. It indicates that Jesus was in full possession of the divine nature. And now the Apostle Paul is teaching us something. You want to know what God is like? He's like Jesus. And this is the attitude you should have in you as a believer. You should look at the Lord Jesus and realize that although he was in the form of God, he let it go. He let go his right, not to deity. He couldn't stop being God. But he came to this earth so that he could redeem people. And let me ask you, if you're a believer, did you realize, or I'm going to tell you something. Everything that you have, everything that I have belongs to him. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. The price? What was the price? Well, I'm glad you asked. The price was his own precious blood. He shed it at Calvary for you and for me. And Jesus came here to this earth, let go of his divine rights, his divine prerogatives, and became the servant of men so that he could redeem us and glorify his Father. Then the Apostle Paul says, let this mind be in you. So, what mind? The mind that says, I will let go and become nothing to serve God. Look, what do you feel you have to hold on to? Do you feel you have to hold on to everything that you've got? Well, let me ask, why are you striving to hold on to it? If God gave you what you're holding on to, could you not just rest in that God gave it to you and trust him to hold on to it? And if he didn't give it to you, why do you want to keep it? You're going to bed fretting at night. You're going to bed worrying at night. And you never knew it was such a problem to have money. You always thought it was a problem to be broke, but now that you've got money, you don't know where to invest it. If God gave it to you, trust him with it. Rest. If he didn't, why do you want to hold on to it? We're here to glorify God. You know, sometimes I suspect that so many church people, so many churchgoers really have just added God as a little addendum to their lives. Here's my life and I'll add the Lord to it. And that's totally, totally wrong. He is our life, my dear friend. Let him add what he wants to that life. Look, let this mind be in you. Isn't it time to serve the Lord? Isn't it time to make a difference? Jesus Christ has come to this earth and has made the difference by going to the cross and reconciling us to the Father. Hey, if you don't know what it is to be saved, come to Jesus. Let him start your life over. Let him give you life, and he'll give it to you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus